President Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden are both campaigning in Wisconsin today. Trump will be in Green Bay this afternoon, Biden in Milwaukee tonight. On the campaign trail this summer and fall, it hasn't all been about COVID-19 or the leadership of the two men. For example, both candidates have occasionally talked about scientific and technical changes for the nation. One technology advocate says the winner of Tuesday's contest will have a long list of issues to address. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Hornbach has the story.
One tech topic former Vice President Biden has touted in Wisconsin is a sizable expansion in the use of electric vehicles, at least for the vehicles the federal government owns. Biden spoke about his plans last month at an aluminum foundry in Manitowoc.
Electric vehicles will replace cars in the federal fleet. We have one of the largest fleets in the world. They're going to shift them all to electric vehicles. And guess what? That means you're going to be providing much more lighter frames, more aluminum for automobiles.
The small but growing consumer market for electric vehicles, or EV, already makes use of aluminum frames, but some car makers are also opting for a high-strength steel or a mix of metals. Hundreds of cars and trucks whiz by in the distance on I-94 as Bounce Milwaukee business owner Becky Cooper stands near her two electric vehicles. One of the Nissan Leafs is for personal use. The other, the Family Entertainment Center, uses for pizza deliveries. Cooper says EV is the way the nation is heading.
And we need to embrace that and be ready for that. Innovating in electric vehicles, in clean energy, is really the way we need to progress forward as a country. It can create so many jobs.
Cooper's South Side business has been shut down since August when the COVID-19 surge started in Wisconsin and only offered limited services earlier in the summer. She says Biden has a more cohesive response plan to the coronavirus going forward, one that includes more science. But Cooper says she appreciates one science and technology initiative from the Trump administration, an effort to send humans farther into space. President Trump referred to the plan this week during a speech near La Crosse.
America will land the first woman on the moon, and the United States will be the first nation to land an astronaut on Mars. And NASA right now is the talk of the world as a space center.
The Trump administration proposes the moon landing by 2024, with NASA saying a voyage to Mars can happen about a dozen years from now. Timetables some critics say are unrealistic. But there's more to the Trump space initiative, of course. He's created a new branch of the armed services called Space Force, saying space is the world's newest war-fighting domain and that American superiority in space is absolutely vital. At the Trump rally, Wisconsin Dells resident Josh Pozdalski says he supports all of it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And just the technology of being out there in outer space for military reasons is a smart idea. You know, we got all the stuff going on out there in space with the satellites. It's endless. We shouldn't be relying on China or other countries for that kind of technology.
The president of the Wisconsin Technology Council says researchers at the UW-Madison have been part of the space effort for decades, including some recent experiments, and could benefit from more launches. But Tom Still says his independent, nonprofit science and tech advisory group to the governor and state legislature has a long list of to-do items for the next U.S. president. Still says early on there needs to be more focus on pandemics, resistance to antibiotics, and health technology.
That includes health information technology. It includes diagnostics, therapeutics, and medical devices.
Still also says high-speed internet, known as broadband, needs to be installed in more of the U.S.
Because you can't have online education, online medicine, online emergency services, and online commerce if you don't have adequate or above adequate connections through the internet.
Still says we don't yet know which party will control the White House and Congress. He says gridlock is always possible, but he's hopeful for cooperation after political leaders are sworn in next January. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.